All right, let's go to Revelation 2, verse 26. And my message is far above. Somebody say far above. Say it again, far above.
And he who overcomes and keeps my works until the end, to him will I give power over the nations.
Power
over the nations.
Over the nations. Power over the nations. There is a very important aspect here. We're just going to go into NIV.
To the one who is victorious and does my will to the end, I will give authority over the nations.
All right. I want us to go to Ephesians 1:17. Just go there.
I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better.
So Paul makes a prayer. Everybody else, wherever you are, please just come close on your screen because something is going to shift tonight. Amen. So the scripture says, I keep asking the Lord, what does the scripture say? That he may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that you may know him better. Wisdom. Somebody say wisdom. Now, let's go to NKJV. It says, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. I wonder what's happening here. Because the scripture says, I keep asking God, and this is Apostle Paul, and he is on writing people who are not believers. He is writing to a church in Ephesus or Ephesians. He is writing to born-agains like you. Maybe you have no clue how those born-agains were. They were more powerful than you. The church of Ephesus and Corinth, these were so powerful. The church of Corinth, Paul even wrote about them. He said, you can, even though you have faith of moving mountains, these men could move mountains. They would say to a mountain, move, and the mountain was moving. Paul wrote them, said, I know you have that type of faith. He said, I know you speak even a language of angels. They even got into a level when one man like me, when I come to start prophesying, everybody began to prophesy. Until Paul wrote them a letter to say, no. When one is prophesying, the rest should sit down. Everybody had a gift of prophecy. I'm talking to you. This is a powerful church of Ephesus. Powerful church. And he writes them. He says, I pray that you receive the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Why? Earlier on, I was saying, what sets you apart from others is not how much you pray. It is the wisdom you have. The Bible talks about the Chakam wisdom. The wisdom of ants and spider. If you go to a White House, you'll find them in a White House. And how they entered there, the Bible calls it wisdom. Chakam. They will be found in places you can't penetrate. Are you here? The Bible says, yet they are so wise. So they are very small, yet very wise. Now, in the scripture, the Bible says, if those who shall overcome, it says, those who shall overcome, I want us to look at this. Number one, those who shall overcome. See the scripture. It says in 2:26, those who shall overcome and keeps my works until the end, to him I will give power over the nations. So what brings power over nations? It is money. So if God says to the church, if you remain faithful, if you overcome, I'll give you power over nations. You're not getting it. So we have people in church who just pray for power. Power. I receive power. Do you know the power you're talking about? After saying I receive power the whole night, you go home. The landlord chases you from the house of not paying rent. Do you have power? Now I'm asking you, do you have power? This is why Paul wrote, I pray that you receive the spirit of wisdom. Because what sets you apart, God spoke in his ultimate knowledge. In Isaiah 11, from verse 2, there are spirits that God is going to put upon people for them to attain his covenant of power over nations. The spirit of the Lord, number one, shall rest upon him, the spirit of the Lord. Two, the spirit of wisdom. Three, understanding. Four, the spirit of counsel. The spirit of might. The spirit of knowledge. And then of the fear of the Lord. Representing seven spirits. This is why the candlestick on the menorah, in the temple, it has got the branches of seven candlesticks. There are seven. In the temple of God right now in heaven, they are there. Representing seven spirits. Why? Because God understands you need wisdom. Not just the spirit of the Lord. No, apart from the spirit of the Lord, you need a dedicated spirit of wisdom. It is what will set you above other nations, above other people, above your friends, above your fellows. Raise your hand and say, in the name of Jesus, today I pray for wisdom. See, this has been my prayer point since morning. I'm telling you, there is a wisdom that God wants to put in your mind. Don't ignore it. It will bring you a billion-dollar contract. Some of you to open a door for you in higher places. He says, I know you have overcome. I know you stand against powers of darkness. He says, but if you remain like this until the end, I will set you above other nations. Trust you me, there is nothing that sets a nation above other nation apart from prosperity. It is the competition of power, which is money. What separates other nations is money. And if God says, I'll put you above, how will God do it? In Deuteronomy 28, verse 1, it is when he made this covenant. What did he say? Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe carefully all his commandments which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above. How will God do it? Because God knows he will give you the spirit of counsel. The spirit of counsel is the spirit of excellence, where you'll be able to distinguish good and wrong. It is what will help you. These spirits mentioned here are not just for us to be using them in tongues. They are not for us to be using them in church. No. It is for us to use them in the world that we face. And today I'm praying for this. It has been my prayer since morning. If you can only get what I'm talking about, you will receive what we call prophetic calculus, where you'll be able to know what to do. Wherever you're watching from, tonight I came here to tell you, it's not just by fire that you're going to receive your miracle. An idea is coming. That idea will set you apart others. Are you here? Am I talking to somebody right here? Am I speaking to somebody right here? Just wisdom. And I will repeat my statement. Joseph did not come out of prison because he interpreted the king's dream. He came out because of wisdom. After speaking to the king, the interpretation of the dream, he therefore advised the king and said, therefore, find one intelligent man. And he actually knew that he was the only intelligent person. Because the king told him, I have called all wise men to interpret, and none has interpreted. Then he said, king, after this interpretation, find someone who's more wiser than anyone in Egypt to be in control of your resources. The king said, so who do you think I can choose? They failed already, and you are the only one who has interpreted. But king, I'm in the prison. No, you are coming out. He came out because of wisdom. There are certain things will come out because God has given us what? I know some of you actually think, Papa, me have thought I don't even know what to do now. It is because it is human wisdom. If you download the divine wisdom, I promise you, you won't even say, I don't know what to do. You're just going to wake up in the morning and you will know exactly. Am I speaking to you? The Bible says, by wisdom, a city is built. By wisdom, a city is built. And by understanding, it is established. When I read that scripture, I said, not by money. By just wisdom, a city is built. We are praying for wisdom tonight again. That's what I pray for. The whole year, you need extreme, extra, radical wisdom. I'm repeating. In 2025, with what God is showing me, you need extreme, radical wisdom. In Proverbs 24, verse 3, the scripture says, 24, verse 3, through wisdom, a house is built, and by understanding, even a house. If you are believing God for a house, it's wisdom. Are you here? You can build a house like any other person, but establishment is a whole different thing. So imagine you go in a house and yet financially you're not established. The Bible says you will build it, and when you are living in there, you're also established by wisdom. I'm talking to someone, right? If there's a thing we are praying for tonight, is wisdom. I just came here for wisdom. Since this morning, all I'm talking is wisdom. And I've said it, if you're not wise this year, we'll drop you. You see, imagine having an idea, a very important idea, but not knowing how to do it. That is the lack of wisdom we're talking about. And most of you are there. You are stuck there. You have a company registered. It's in your room. It's in your house. What is it doing? Nothing. This is what we're talking about. You are lacking wisdom, period. We need wisdom. I'm telling you, that project that is stuck, it will start working. Trust you me, it will start working. Divine wisdom. Wisdom that will take something from nothing. And, oh my God, I'm talking to somebody right here. I pray that you receive wisdom. Wisdom. Paul said, I pray that you will receive the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Where was he taking it from? The book of Isaiah 11, where it says, and the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of revelation shall rest upon you. He said, I pray that you receive these two spirits. Because you can have revelation, but you have no wisdom. You'll be a good preacher and teacher on a pulpit, but not knowing how to handle certain complex matters that you face, or how to run things around you. So the guys in Ephesus, the church of Ephesus, they had revelations of the scripture and competing in the miracles, but they didn't have wisdom. They were broke. Until he wrote them a letter, he says, please, don't come to church if you don't work. He says, find something to do. They had no wisdom. They even reached a point of eating Holy Communion as if it's food. Until he wrote to say, don't you eat food at your houses? Until Paul was concerned and prayed a prayer for wisdom. Listen to me. If you have a project, if you have got a document, if you have got a business, you have tried, it never worked, it is because you tried as you. Peter said, I have tried and I failed. But at your wisdom, at your word, that's what you need. You need that word in your spirit. You need that word of God. You are going to do it at that word you're going to download. There is a wisdom that you're going to use this time. I stretch my hand towards your direction. Receive divine wisdom. I say, receive wisdom. Let's look at key points to look at from Revelation 2:26. Key insights. It says, and he who overcomes and keeps my works until the end, to him I'll give power over nation. First key insight, faithfulness leads to authority. Until the end, if you shall still stay there until the end, I shall give you power over nations. Number two, authority over nations. And this is not just physical rulership. It includes influence over systems, economics, trade, policies, and resources. God is looking at you at a point where he wants to put you over nations. You are going to have influence in leadership, in economies. Simeon and Anna, in the Bible, they were prophets. They refused to die until they see what was promised. This should be your thinking. I will not die until I've seen this. Are you hearing? It is very important. Very important. So, number one, faithfulness leads to what? Authority. People who are faithful are the ones at the end who get authority. Be it at an organization, faithfulness always leads to authority. Two, power over nations does not mean spiritual power. Where like, I am, hallelujah, I'm a territorial commander. Fire on the mountains. Fire on the river. It will not pay your rent. I'm telling you something, right? Fire. After you do that fire, you have got a bill to pay. It is beyond. When we are commanding powers of darkness, it just shows that we have got power in every sphere. Spiritual power, leadership power, am I speaking to you? Financial power. That's where God wants you to be. Don't just say, I bind. And yet you can't bind the spirit of poverty in your life. We are taking steps. I'm telling you as your prophet, and I'm commanding you to do this. Don't just sit at home. Begin to plan. Begin to think. Pray for wisdom. Tell God, I have got this plan, and I pray, give me wisdom how to execute it. We are in, oh my God, I don't know how to say it, but receive it. Are you hearing me? Don't get stuck. Wise people don't get stuck. Let me tell you something. If you think it has to make sense first before you make it, it will never make sense. I told you, all billionaires in the world, when they were starting what they were starting, it was so illogical. When the person who was designing a plane, when he was saying it will fly, everybody laughed him. It never made sense until they saw it. This teaching I'm teaching you today, when God repeats, it means the issue is serious. It needs you at the corner of your bed to kneel down and put your head on that corner of your bed and say, God, I pray, I cry for wisdom. It shows how matured you are. Most of you until today, you're just praying, oh God, fire. Any witch keeping my money, fire. Okay, the fire has gone and has burnt that witch. Huh? What next? You are even burning witches who you burnt them long time ago. You keep on burning them. In the name of Jesus, every door open. The door is open. Uh-huh. Do it. You have a project there. Do it. Oh, I want. Hey, there is a mine now. There's a mine opportunity there in South Africa. There it is. Do it. Now you have changed now from burning witches now. From burning to breaking them. Now I break their ribs. Listen. Opportunities are opening. We need wisdom this year. Say with me, Lord, help me. Give me wisdom. Listen to me. If you have an opportunity of having a Lion of Judah, put the cross of Jesus on your forehead now. And I'm telling you, and watch the wisdom flocking to you. Now, just anoint yourself. Just give me the oil right now. We are speaking of wisdom. Some of you, you will grow a small entity into a multi-billion project. Father, in the name of Jesus, just draw the cross of Jesus. I speak the wisdom of God. I The Bible says the wisdom of the world is coming to nothing. I pray by the virtue of God's Spirit that you receive divine wisdom. You have a lot of plans which have been failing. Not this time around. You are going in the wisdom of the Lord. You are going in the wisdom of the Lord. So I receive in the name of Jesus. I want you to open up your heart and pray right now for wisdom. Pray. Just a few minutes. Just pray for wisdom. Ask God from the depth of your heart. Let God give me wisdom above my fellows. Wisdom to see where others don't see. Wisdom to do what others can't do. Wisdom to achieve what others can't achieve. Wisdom of funding. Wisdom of capital. Wisdom. Make a prayer in the name of Jesus. Jesus.